T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joe, we'll toss it right back to you.
Thank you, Woody. And a busy night last night. Not wins, but very entertaining, especially the hockey game up in Broward County last night. Panthers and Bruins. Panthers, usually when they have a lead and Verhaeghe put them up 3-2 there in the third period, you're going, okay, they're in great shape. And Bruins come back and score a couple goals, and the whole feel last night of that game. If you forgot what the playoffs, although they kind of play like that, and Boston was getting after it last night, they're making runs at each other, and, you know, it was chippy. It was fun. A couple fights in there. Bennett with the big fight, and it was great stuff. Reinhart got his 51st goal, but they came up short. I got a feeling Coach is going to be okay, because the effort was phenomenal, especially the start of the game. They just came out and looked really, really good. Got some great scoring opportunities in the game, but that was fun. That was, well, I'll tell you what, that game's good for business. And both teams, of course, same amount of points going into that game last night. Bruins, of course, will pick up 2. It's a good win for them. And it's going to be fun down the road here, man. See what happens. And if those guys play each other, but that was a playoff feel to it last night, 100%. Heat last night, boy, I'll tell you what, man, nothing worse now than turning the Heat game on, or somebody you're working with calls you early to tell you, did you see? Because I don't sit there on my phone all night and check, kind of just sit around. I was watching Tennis Channel, waiting to 7 o'clock, going from 1, and then flipping over and putting the TVs on both games at the same time. And Woody gives me the spy report. Did you see that? Jimmy's out friggin' again. And I get it. Woody had the kids with him last night. He was out with sickness. And then you see Duncan's out. Tyler's out. Love is out. And you're going, oh, boy. They're missing a lot. And by the way, played their ass off. Played hard. Start that game. Had a lead at the half. Were down a few times. Came back. 8 of 33 on three-point shooting. And got outscored 60-37 in the second half. And I knew, you know, Jimmy Butler missed, and they were doing a breakdown. If Jimmy Butler plays the last 10 games, he'll play 60 games on the season in an 82-game schedule. And Sun Sentinel had all that stuff for you, so you don't have to look too far, whether you read the Herald or the Sun Sentinel for their Heat coverage. But I got to say, man, it is disappointing. I know you're sick. And then, you know, I always think if that was a playoff game, Jimmy would have played, because we've seen that. So all this stuff back and forth, and we got a lot of people, you know, going, come on, man, you got to play. And
that's not the right attitude to have, by the way. If it's a playoff game, he would have played.
He would have played.
I get that with an injury of some kind, like if, you know, you go out there and gut it out because it's the playoffs. But, Joe, like, I mean, if you could play, you should play. There shouldn't be any, like, oh, we're just going to stay, you know, have them sit out because it's a regular season game and it doesn't matter to anyone.
Can I remind everybody, though, we talked before the season. We talked last year about this. Jimmy's going to – and I don't know. I didn't even look at the numbers. And if you want to look at them, but I said Jimmy's going to play around 60 games. There's a lot of guys in the NBA who are going to play around 60 games. And they have one thing in common. They're all really good players. So
– I just named you a few that are nowhere near – that number. Okay. Guys that are older than Jimmy,
but
and better than Jimmy.
There are guys, and there are some guys that are injury prone. There's a AD gets hurt all the time.
If you're hurt, you're hurt, man. Like, that's different.
So let me just bring
and
up
I'm
a
sure
few
Jimmy
things.
Was sick. I'm sure he was puking or whatever it was that, you know, he caught since he was at the tennis tournament the night before.
Right. And that's that picture of him comfortable and
Yeah, I'm sure he caught something that day. And, you know, maybe he had bad food at the tennis tournament. Maybe he got, you know, food poisoning or something.
See, now this is sarcasm. This is your sarcasm.
No, I'm being serious. What else could it be?
Maybe
he was probable at 5:30, and then he gets downgraded to questionable, then he gets downgraded out. Like,
so can I tell you how this is going to play out? Because people are upset, and we got a lot of stuff coming in. It's crazy. And
well, I think people are tired of putting in their time, effort, and money for a product that it from all, you know, it just seems like he doesn't care.
Did you pay for tickets last night?
I'm not talking about me.
Oh.
I'm talking about the people that are texting in that go and buy tickets to these games. And not, it's not just that, Joe. It's people that, you know, sit down and watch the game and pay for the, you know, the Bally Sports Service and watch the games.
Yeah.
You know, Jimmy's getting $500,000 a game. He should
play. Let me ask you a question. That aside, what would you do with Jimmy if you're the organization? How would you treat it there? I want you to put the GM cap on somewhere between the head coach, the GM, and the president.
I'm saying the Heat are in a good spot with this. I don't know. They can't confront. What are they going to confront them?
So he's the best all-around player.
They shouldn't have to do that, though. He should.
He's really good in the playoffs.
Want to play as many games as he can possibly play.
He shows up in the playoffs and plays big. Let me. And one other thing that we left out, I was just thinking while I was on my walk. This guy is also good for recruiting business. Guys want to play with him. I think a lot of guys want to play with him. I also think he's just flying, just a different cat in general, though. I think we've all kind of seen that he's different dude. But I think
you understand the optics of this.
Yeah,
thing.
No,
you're
no,
at
no,
the
I
tennis
get it.
Tournament one night and everything's great.
Yep.
And then the next night at 6:00, I got to see a thing from Ira that says he's out.
Yeah.
And 90 minutes before the tip-off.
Right. Probable to, I
well,
won't
pretty
be there.
Big game, by the way.
Yeah, they're
these
all
these games
big.
Are important down the stretch.
They're still in a playing
you
situation.
Know, you got
yeah.
Steph and Clay are playing, and I don't know.
By the way, speaking of that, they're 18-17 at home. 39-33, they're in the seventh spot right now with 10 left to go. I'm guessing Jimmy will play, and I'll take it a step further. I'm guessing Jimmy will have a big game against Portland. Those other guys, I
do me a favor and don't guess anymore with that stuff because you've been wrong a lot with it. It's not your fault, but
as far as what? When he plays? When he's going to play?
Yeah, you've been off on that.
I have been.
I wouldn't tell people he's going to play Friday because people are paying money to go watch him play. He's the player on the Heat you're paying to watch, Joe.
Woody?
That's the issue.
Woody, you can go through like a broken record, you and everybody else. He's going to play. And by the way, he's up for a big extension, by the way.
Great.
Huge. You think what he's making now, the next one that the Heat are looking at, and by the way, going to give him, is big.
So last night, obviously, Steph plays, and Steph is the show, and that's great. Friday night, you're playing the Portland Trailblazers.
Right.
Who's on that team?
Nobody.
DeAndre Ayton and Scoot Henderson?
They should.
Jimmy, you know, if he doesn't play, you're going to be watching a crap game.
He's going to play. He's going to play
and,
Friday.
You know, and by the way, for
sickness.
Bam Adebayo, it takes a lot of crap from fans down
no,
here.
No, I'm with you on
that
this
guy
one.
Goes out, he plays his ass off every single night, and he doesn't say anything. He just plays.
Correct.
Puts his head down and plays. He got the crap knocked out of him last night,
Bam,
by the way.
Bam is not
took a
changing.
Shot in the head. Just goes right back to the bench, comes right back in the game. He just plays, man.
I think we've seen through all these different rotations and starting lineups, their 35th different one last night. We have seen one thing every night. When Bam plays, he plays his ass off. Blocking shots, defending, going after offensive rebounds, shooting. And he didn't have his best game last night. He had 24 points. But listen, man, as one of the best players, I think a lot of people have a lot of respect for Bam Adebayo. Who's, by the way, you're right, makes good money. He got a little extension there.
He did.
But I don't think anybody's got a problem.
Bam's worth it. You're getting called out on the text, by the way. I just want you to know that.
What do you think I care about people?
I kind of let your, like, Jimmy recruits guys thing slide because, you know, whatever. But, I mean,
I'm just saying, what do you think the team? So I'm asking everybody out there, what would you do? What can you do? Welcome to the NBA. What can you do?
I agree that you can't really do
anything. So it's great you don't like it. I agree. It
sucks.
It doesn't
make it right.
No. 100% it doesn't make it right, but I'm asking all the hard asses out there, what are you going to do? You want to get rid of him?
No one's a hard ass. Just you said that he's recruiting guys to play here. I mean,
well, you want him bad mouth? You want him bad? No, exactly, but.
Kyle Lowry, I guess, as someone said, but.
That's not.
That would be his biggest recruit. It's not like Dwayne.
That would be the downside.
I mean, Dwayne recruited guys to come here. That was a little different story.
Right.
But
he's
Dwayne,
not Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne also fully bought into the Heat culture deal.
Jimmy Butler.
Don't know that Jimmy Butler does.
Jimmy Butler's not Dwayne Wade and never going to be Dwayne Wade. Except I guess they're good friends. That's as close as this whole thing goes. Anyway, hey, we got to go to break here because we've got Ben Volen going to join us. We're going to flip this thing over to a little football. And then Peter Bendix, the Marlins president of baseball operations, will join us also in this 8 o'clock hour. And then we can get back and you guys can tell me that I suck and how wrong I am that Jimmy's not going anywhere. Hey, right now, though, I want to talk to you about something very important. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, man. 30 years of experience helping people. Boy, I'll tell you what, during these rough times, boy, people need cash. Interest rates are higher, high insurance rates, HOA fees, everything's going up. HOA fees, what the hell's going on? All of a sudden, those people jacked the rates up for HOA fees, including where I live. Are you kidding me? A lot of folks are running credit card debt up to make up for it. They got, you know, a lot of money you can put on those credit cards. The next thing you know, you're paying 28 to 30%. It's killing you. You can't pay that. So let Michael Kotze relieve some of that money stress. Get that credit card paid off for you. Reverse mortgage is something else I want to talk about. More popular than ever is right now with what's going on here in South Florida. The reverse mortgage is super popular. Nobody does it better and faster and gets you more equity out of your home than Michael Kotze. If you or your spouse or both have to be 62 or older, you qualify. Debt consolidation is also another one, man. If you just need to get some equity out of that house to get rid of all this debt at a much, much lower rate, Michael Kotze is the guy to go to. I want to just tell you, man, not only great experience being down here in South Florida working, but also I want to let you know this dude has no life. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, you have no life because all you do is work 7 days a week. Call or text him. Whether it's a condo, whether it's a home out west, really doesn't matter. You need money. You need to get some things paid off or lower your overhead every month. 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730. 441-2730, MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. And Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Housing lender.
Right, you said during Super Bowl week that you would have to innovate to on the kickoff to get to the point where you could get more returns.
We did that, Mark?
Are you satisfied that this model that's out there will increase returns and also keep the injury rate somewhere where that you find acceptable?
Yeah, I think it will. But I say that, Mark, with a little bit of hesitation that I think we're still going to have to tinker with it. I think it's one of those things when you get it in play, you look at things and we'll reevaluate that as the season's going on. And if it's appropriate to make changes in the future, we will. So I think it'll be a big improvement. I think it will bring the play back into, a relevant play, an important play, and an exciting play. And I think we can do it where the injury rate hopefully will drop. By the way, I just give a lot of credit for the innovation. It's not yours truly. The innovation, really, I would give a lot of credit to the special teams coaches. They really did a great job. They worked together. They were in sync with our competition committee and us, and so I give a lot of credit to them.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell there. It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
Yeah, by the way, those special team coordinators, they came up with a plan because they didn't want to lose the kickoff return. Losing half their friggin' job, man. No question about it. Ben Volen, Boston Globe senior NFL writer at the owners' meetings in Orlando and joins us. Ben, how you doing, bud?
Big dog, what's up, my man?
Hey, not too much. By the way, I like the kickoff return. What do you think of it?
I like it, too. I like that they're putting their heads together and coming up with something innovative, and they're not afraid to try something new. It's going to look weird. As Goodell said there in that clip, there are going to be some issues. There are going to be some things to tweak. But it's good for the game. The kickoff return is one of the most exciting plays in the game. When your team breaks one, nothing changes momentum and fires up the crowd like that. So it had been basically a dead play the last few years.
Yes.
I think there were 13 kickoffs in the Super Bowl, and they all went for touchbacks. So, Rich, the competition committee said, we have 2,000 plays where one guy is doing something, the kicker, and everyone else is just standing around. So this is good for the NFL, and it's just on a one-year trial basis, and they're going to be monitoring it closely, and I'm sure throughout the preseason and training camp we'll be looking to tweak some things. So I think it's a very good start for the NFL.
What do you think of swivel, hip, drop, tackle? Sounds like a song. Swivel, hip, drop, tackle. What do you think of it? What do you think?
Maybe a song from your era there, Big
yeah,
Dog.
Yeah, no, the hip drop.
Back in the day.
Exactly.
You know?
Good point.
Back in the day. you know what? I don't understand all the people complaining about it. It's such an obvious danger and injury risk. The NFL continuously cites the stat that, the hip drop tackle, specifically where the defender kind of unweights himself, comes off his feet, and then lands on the back of the ball carrier's leg. It's an injury rate of 20 to 25 times a typical tackle. Every week they were seeing one or two of those, and it would cost guys a multi-week injury, potentially season-ending injury, yep. Ankles, knees, broken legs. Just it was a bad deal all the way around. And, it's going to make defensive players' lives tougher, and they'll adjust. They'll come up with new techniques. I feel like we hear the
screw the defense, man. Screw, we don't care about you guys. We want more points.
We do, and I'll tell you what, scoring is more exciting, and the league the last 2 years, the scoring has been down. The product feels like it's suffered a little bit. So, they need more scoring. They need more offense, but really it's about health and safety, and too many of these tackles were leading to significant injuries.
Yeah. You will admit, though, because it's going to be harder to make tackles, right, with the quarterback situation and now this, and especially smaller defensive backs that need to wrap around and kind of drop their weight to tackle guys. And by the way, our best player got hurt off this, and Tyreek Hill. He was never the same after he got one on a screen play outside.
So there you go. I mean, what's better for the league? Have defenders making sure they can have this technique, or having a healthy Tyreek Hill for the playoff run and, the stretch drive in the most important games of the season. So it was just – a technique that was too hard. And look, these guys will adjust. We always hear this type of complaining when they, outlaw, hits to the quarterback. And there's always hand-wringing. Why don't we make this flag football? They'll adjust. They'll figure it out.
Yeah. Everybody goes. We always go back to that one. Right after or before sissy. It's a sissy game. They do the flag football thing. Yeah, we always get that. Hey, what do you think about Wednesday, Christmas football this year? That's a weird one. So tell me guys aren't going to have to play like 3 days later. They're not going to do that, right?
I believe the plan is they're going to have two games on Christmas, and all four of those teams will play on the previous Saturday. So it's similar to a Sunday-Thursday type of rest situation. Excuse me. The NFL continuously says that they have no data suggesting that these Thursday night games, these short rest games, are any more dangerous, produce any more injuries than your typical 7-day rest schedule. So they're going to continue to cram as many games into as many windows as they can. And they have taken on the NBA and they have won. They have taken over Christmas from the NBA. And this is, you know, if the fact that they're doing it on a Wednesday, the hardest day of the week to play football, a day they said they would never do it, and here they are, shows you that there's nothing that they wouldn't consider at this point.
Too many people sitting at home as families, too many people around that TV on that day. So Ben, I got to ask you, it's kind of new to you, so I don't know how you're handling this now that Brady is gone and now you've had your first-round quarterback bust. What's it been like up there, and what are they going to do with that first pick?
Well, it's certainly a new day in Foxborough with a new head coach in Gerard Mayo, a new front office boss in Elliott Wolf, and pretty soon I think a new first-round quarterback, whether it's Jaden Daniels, Drake May. I see J.J. McCarthy getting a lot of buzz, although everything I read about him just makes me think, you know, maybe this isn't fair, but he sounds like Mac Jones 2.0 a little bit as far as not being the best athlete.
Right.
And the Patriots, they need a prototype. And to me, Drake May is the prototype. 6'4", 220, cannon of an arm, you know, can make plays. He's only 21 years old. It's hard to say which way they'll go. I think if a team offers them a huge trade offer, you know, whether it's the Vikings or someone else, I think they'll consider that because they are a team that needs as many picks as possible. They need a starting quarterback, a starting left tackle, a number one receiver. Like, they need building blocks, and so they need picks. But they still need to come away from the first round with a quarterback.
Yes.
If you go into this season with Jacoby Brissett and Bailey Zappe, that's a tough sell for the fans, and that's a tough sell for the players in the locker room. So they've got to, you know, whether it's just staying at three and taking whoever falls to them or trading down and making sure they get a McCarthy or a Nix or a Penix, they've got to come away with a first-round quarterback.
Hey, I was curious, the Patriots documentary Dynasty, how's that gone over with the fan base as well as some of the people in the organization?
Yeah, I think it's been a little bit of a different feedback than the Crafts maybe expected. It's been pretty negative, I would say, and Maybe that's not fair. Maybe you only hear the negative reaction. You don't hear all the people who are really praising the series. And it is fascinating, and it does delve into a lot of drama. And they get players talking crap about Bill Belichick, and Robert Kraft dumps all over Bill Belichick. And it is, I mean, and there are some, they unearth some new interviews, some new information. They show some stuff from the locker room. Like, it is very compelling. But, man, is it slanted and one-sided. It is the Kraft's version of events. They are just dumping all over Bill Belichick, blaming him for the Eagles Super Bowl loss with Malcolm Butler, blaming him for Brady leaving. And, you know, a lot of people have been upset. You know, your hardcore Patriots fans have been upset that the series focuses on the scandal and the controversy and not so much, you know, the winning streaks and the Super Bowls. And then you have a lot of people who are upset with the depiction of Bill Belichick. I was told NFL Films kind of backed off contributing to the project because they felt it was very slanted against Bill Belichick, and they have a good relationship with him. So, you know, Robert Kraft yesterday at the owners' meetings, he's telling reporters, "Boy, I was disappointed. I was hoping he'd be a little more positive." It's like, this is your project. This, you know, it's copyright Kraft Dynasty 2024, and it's the authorized version of events as told by Robert Kraft. So, I think the feedback is certainly, I think, more negative than he anticipated.
I got to ask you, because, you know, Tom Brady's down here now. What's the relationship with Belichick and Brady? Does anybody know? I know Tom said nice things when Belichick found out he was gone, and thanks for everything you've done for me, coach. But then I hear some of those guys coming out saying Belichick treated Brady like crap. I mean, it's one thing to, like, make a point that you're going to treat everybody the same. But when a guy gets to a certain point in his career and he's that great, don't you leave it alone a little bit?
Well, so Brady was pretty critical of Belichick in the Dynasty piece. And, you know, if you go back, there were comments last week by Rodney Harrison and Devin McCourty where they said they were disappointed and they felt duped that you know, they sat down for 6 hours of interviews and they said all these great things and told all these great stories and said many nice things, but only the negative got used. And I would bet you the same is kind of with Brady when he's talking about Belichick, because outside of this documentary, every other time we've heard from Brady the last couple of years, he's been really glowing of Bill Belichick. And I give Brady a lot of credit. I mean, the relationship had clearly deteriorated by the end of his run with New England, and Belichick definitely was the impetus for Brady, you know, leaving and going to Tampa. But Brady has really been over the top in praising Belichick since then, saying he never would have been the quarterback he was without him, and he taught him so much. And he really, if you go back and look at a lot of his comments the last 2 years, Brady's been very highly, you know, praised of Belichick. And when the Bucs came to Foxborough to play, after the game, Brady and Belichick escaped into the locker room and hung out for 25 minutes by themselves, just kind of chopping it up. So I think the relationship is in an okay place considering, you know, everything that happened there at the end. And I would bet you that a lot of the comments that Brady said nice about Belichick probably didn't make the episode.
We're run out of time here, and I really appreciate you coming on. I know you've had a busy few days. So do you think that Belichick gets another head coaching job?
I'm leaning towards no. I think it's a young man's game right now. You look at the ages of these head coaches, they're in their late 30s or early 40s. You know, obviously Belichick, the way it ended in New England, wasn't good, and he's got a reputation for being, you know, non-cooperative necessarily and kind of grumpy. And plus, like he ran into this in Atlanta, Arthur Blank, the owner, wanted him, but no one else in the building wanted him because Belichick comes in and he's probably replacing a lot of them. So Arthur Blank ultimately chose his guys over Belichick. And I think, you know, if he had trouble getting a job at 71 this offseason, I think he's going to have even more trouble next year at 72. So I think he's going to enjoy retirement. He's going to enjoy having his weekends back.
Yep.
He's going to find ways to contribute to NFL Films and Peyton Manning's production company and all this stuff. So I personally think Belichick is done coaching, but I've been wrong before, and we'll see how things play out.
Hey, Ben, thank you, bud. Really appreciate you spending a few minutes with us. It's like you're back here in South Florida again. I appreciate it.
Wish I were a big dog. Thanks so much, man.
All right, Ben Volen, Boston Globe senior NFL writer. We've got a lot more going over. First time we're going to get a chance to talk to Peter Bendix, Marlins president of baseball operations. Home opener, man. Well, opener for the season. Tomorrow, 4 o'clock, the Pirates are in town. So we'll talk to him about his team, his coaching staff, his lineup, pitching staff, the whole works. We'll get into all that stuff in just a few minutes. But first, I do want to take a second to tell you about Cliggy's Carts. Old Cliggy, my man Cliggy, he's out there, boy, I'll tell you. But when he gets all excited, he gets a whole batch of new Cliggy's loaded, tricked out golf carts. And he goes, hey, factory rebates, man. We're taking thousands of dollars off these things. And listen to what else we're doing that nobody else does. I go, what? He said, all these carts are made with aluminum frames, which means no rusting compared to the competitors. And I go, and he said, that's a big thing for people, Joe. I just let them know, man. It really is the coolest golf cart here in South Florida. We're talking about 72 volts of pure lithium power, a 5-inch lip, backup cameras, all-terrain tires, a sweet sound system. I can go on and on. Safety features on it, 0% financing. They've got everything. Visit Cliggy's Carts online at golfcartsfl.net or call 954-388-5932. Listen, brand new showroom they've set up now is gorgeous with plenty of four-seaters and six-seaters for you. Check it out at 1751 West Copens Road in Pompano Beach. Visit Cliggy. See Cliggy's Carts, an authorized Royal EV dealer. That's Cliggy's Carts, K-L-I-G-G-Y-S. Nothing like them. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Before we hit this 9 o'clock hour, we're going to have Peter Bendix, Marlins president of baseball operations, join us here in just a sec. I'm guessing those guys are always on time, right? Those guys that run that and running the show. Came here from Tampa Bay, which, by the way, was a really good move. They know what we're going through, and we know what they're going through with payroll and everything else. So just absolutely the right guy to come in here and oversee everything and hopefully do some of the things that Tampa Bay's been able to do. And we'll talk to him about some of those things, hopefully coming up here and a little bit. So it all starts tomorrow night, man. 162 games. Have that going with everything else. It is fun to have all these different sports. And look, If you don't like baseball, that's fine. But there are baseball fans out there. I never was a big fan of, like, no one like, no, that's not true. That's not true. And everybody needs a little rest from your favorite sport, whatever that might be. So we got a little bit of everything. We still got a lot more college football for spring football with the Marlins, with the Canes coming up here. So anyway, we're going to have Peter join us here in just a second, and we'll get into everything with the team and everything going on, some of the new guys on the team, and the system that Peter's working on to build up right now, which take some work to, and he's seen it all from top to bottom and what it's going to take, and they weren't bad last year. This Marlins team was made it in the playoffs and in good shape. By the way, joining us right now, Peter Bendix, Marlins president of baseball operations. Peter, it's great to have you. Thank you so much. How you doing?
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm doing great. Excited for the season.
Well, listen, I am too. And you guys were really good last year. Peter, I watch a lot on love watching baseball. So a lot of nights, as you probably have been told, the Marlins games are on and the Rays games were on. So we got to see a lot of that as well. I think it's one of the greatest stories with the low payroll and beating up all the big payroll teams the way you did as general manager up there. I find it really fascinating to break down the drafting, developing of the minor league system. And you guys seem to get great value in trades when guys got too expensive to make sure you got good quality back. I'm guessing those are some of your goals with this organization.
Yeah, you know, it's about trying to be really, really good at all the different factors of acquiring players and developing players, right? And it's something that we need to make every dollar go further in order to catch the Mets and catch the Braves and some of these other teams in our division, and that's a really fun challenge for us.
So I got to ask you, where is, because you've got one of the best systems to work off of. What was your system? Where are we right now as far as the minor league system? Do you like where it is, or is it way behind? Does it have to be built up? What would you say after getting a chance to look at it a little bit?
I'd say the minor league system has some room for improvement, but some of that is for positive reasons, right? Guys like Yuri Perez that have come through the system that don't technically count as a minor league player anymore, but that's for a very good reason. So the players that are within the system right now, I think there's some room for improvement there, but a lot of those guys graduated. Some of them were traded in deals that made us better last year. It's just something that we always are going to be focused on our minor league system every year, because that's the pipeline of players that we need to compete. We are always going to need that group to be as strong as possible in order to keep feeding the major league team.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about now. Jesus Luzardo is going to be the number one guy, and it's got to be great for him, be opening day starter, something every pitcher wants. How's he looked so far with that great stuff that he has?
He's been fantastic. He's been very, very professional and methodical on the mound. You can tell that he really has confidence in himself. He knows what he's doing out there. He's looking to build on an excellent season last year, and he's taking care of business in spring training in the way that you would want to see from your ace.
An interesting one for me is AJ Puck, who had great stuff as a setup guy, and I guess a little bit as a closer last year. Now, making him a starter, you guys have tried to stretch him out a little bit. How many innings do you think he can go to kind of start the season in the starting rotation?
You know, I don't like to put a specific number really on anybody. I think with each pitcher, it's about kind of a case-by-case understanding of them, their body, how they're feeling, and really what's coming out. What does the stuff look like? How does it trend over time? With someone like AJ, he's in a unique position, switching roles like he is, but he's been a starter in the past. He was a starter in college. He was drafted as a starter. He's a little older guy. He knows how to take care of his body. So really it's just staying close on him, understanding how he's feeling, and not putting any kind of arbitrary number on it.
Peter, I got to ask you, just going back to Tampa Bay thing, because I must have spent way too many hours last year talking about it's incredible playing against salary payrolls in the American League East that you went against, you know, for a lot of the schedule last year, and just did unbelievable. I'm just always curious as far as handpicking guys that aren't necessarily all-stars, but to play at a high level, win close games, get big hits, get big outs. What's the formula there? What is everybody else missing? Because they've talked down here, we got to beat Tampa Bay. They're kind of in our situation. We got to beat Tampa Bay. Peter, what is it? You've been part of it. What is it that gets you to that point?
There's a lot of different things. I think one thing that comes to mind is alignment, that they have alignment top to bottom throughout the organization in a way that is really impressive, and a way I was really lucky to be a part of. And it starts with ownership, leadership, the president, the leadership in baseball operations, and the manager and the coaches, and it works its way all the way down to the players. And there's really good alignment and support and a very positive culture there when it comes to really all the different components of baseball operations working together, and when it comes to the front office working with the coaches and the coaches working with the players. And I think what you have is a really good evaluation system that leans into its strengths, that understands the types of moves that it has to make. And then when you bring players in, you have a really good understanding of their strengths and weaknesses and a really good plan for how to improve those weaknesses, but maybe even more importantly, double down on those strengths. Mm. And that messaging, that communication, that buy-in and trust, it all comes from such a positive culture, from stability, from trust, from being allowed to do your job, being put in a position to succeed. And that's the type of thing that I'm really going to try to bring here, do my best to put others in a position to succeed.
Yeah, no, good stuff. Hey, so I got to ask you about your new shortstop, looking for a fresh start. And Anderson, how good has he looked? And have you seen the bat start to come around towards the end of spring?
He's looked great. I think the most important thing with Tim right now is him physically looking and feeling good. And you watch him at shortstop, the way he moves around the field, the triple he hit the other day, he's moving great. He's moving really, really well. He's a dynamic athlete. And we've seen what he can do offensively when he's healthy. I have very little concern about anything that he's done at the plate during spring training. He's a veteran. He understands what he needs to do to get ready for the season. And really, if he's physically healthy, which it appears that he is, and he's mentally in a great spot, then we know what the bat can do.
I got to ask you about Jazz Chisholm. He's made some news here recently talking about the old days and some of the grumpy old guys. And, hey, I'm going to have fun. I want all my teammates to have fun playing. Did you have to talk to him about anything after that, being really honest, a really talented young guy that he is?
You know, I appreciate that Jazz speaks his mind. I appreciate that Jazz cares. He cares. He enjoys what he's doing. He likes to have fun. He's really good at it. And I've been really impressed as I've gotten to know him over the last few months about the amount of work and time and effort that he put in this offseason. He spent a lot of time with former major leaguers, hitting with different guys, working on, you know, his nutrition, on his physical therapy, on a lot of these things that the really good big leaguers understand are very, very important. And they're the foundation for in-season success to do that in the offseason. And to see Jazz kind of understanding that and really taking action behind it in a way that maybe he hadn't in the past, that's really exciting. I think it bodes really well for him.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's got stupid talent. How's he doing in center field? You see him getting better. I know last year was the first year he was able to play it.
Yeah, he's been great. I mean, even last year, from what I heard in the video I watched, he made such improvement over the course of the year. And now he looks very comfortable out there. His athleticism, his speed, he can cover a lot of ground. He can make great plays, and he's getting much more comfortable. I think he could be a really good defender.
So, Peter, you're roaming around watching all your new team and going to different fields and everything. Give me a couple of names of guys that really impressed you where you said, hey, I didn't realize he was going to stand out and be that good here in camp. Who would some of those guys be for you, if you don't mind giving me a couple teasers?
It's hard not to start with Ryan Weathers. The spring that he put together, we always knew he could throw hard. We always knew he had the tools, the talent to be really good. But the command that he improved, the breaking ball that he improved, and now that goes with this lefty who can pump upper 90s, and he can turn a lineup over. He seems a lot more confident on the mound. He's really opened a lot of eyes this spring, and so that's been really exciting to see. AJ Puck, we talked about him, but adding multiple pitches in an off season and then showing command of them immediately is really, really tough to do. I think on the position player group, I've been very impressed by just about everybody. I think that Nick Gordon comes to mind as someone who looks healthy and looks like he's hopefully regained the form that he showed 2 years ago. Jesus Sanchez looks completely locked in and a lot more comfortable, I think, at the plate. De La Cruz has been absolutely crushing the baseball, hitting it very, very hard, which is always a good sign for future performance. And there's really very few instances of guys where I've been at all disappointed. Yeah.
That's great, man. That's great to hear. By the way, they always talk about, oh, Martin's got a bunch of great arms. Do we still have a bunch of really good arms? I know you got a couple of your starters banged up that won't be in the playing baseball here for a while. How do you feel about this arms overall in the organization?
It's certainly a strength. I think that we could put our group of pitchers up against really anybody. And you know that pitchers are going to get hurt. That's a part of baseball, unfortunately, something the industry is going to have to address. But it's not just a Marlins issue at this point. It's all across baseball. But that said, I still feel great about our pitching depth, about our pitching quality. Some of our injured pitchers are coming along pretty well. And really having this such a deep group of starters and relievers, it gives us a chance to win every night.
That's great. Marlins, open it up tomorrow at home against the Pirates. 4:10 start. Get there early. You get a chance at introduction and see who's going to be on the ball club here. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hey, Peter, I want to thank you, man. It was really nice of you to spend a little bit of time. I hadn't met you, and I'm glad we got a chance to talk. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. Peter Bendix, president of baseball operations, former Tampa Bay Rays general manager. And I saw all his interviews. He is really stoked about this team. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.